Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below, because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
No way, no how. Ah, youngster.
For the love of all things holy, please stop with these relationship podcasts and social media posts because they are no longer living reality. Common sense walked out the door a long time ago. They will really have you believing that every woman in this world is looking for just 1% of men, and every man in this world is just looking for the BBL body. So it's hopeless out here in this dating scene unless you change everything about you. But that is not true. The average person marries the average person. Most people marry in the same race, class, and area that they are in, okay? And most people are average. I hate to break it to you, but I'm average and I'm marrying an average person. You probably are too. It's regular schmegula out here in these streets. And like right now, just so you know, I graduated from a school where 90% of the girls is probably looking for a country boy. Somebody that's coming home, kicking off them boots from his regular boots.
Shut up.
I don't want to hear it from you. You're on social media right now. And you know why you're complaining about the podcast? Because you sit on that couch right there and look at the podcast instead of doing something more productive and constructive with your time. You're part of the problem, man. Look, all women want a top tier man. Now, top tier in a small town ain't the same as top tier in Miami, but every woman is looking for a guy better than her. That's what it boils down to. That's the net of it. No woman is walking around like, I can't wait to marry an average Joe.
I meet men who actually want to be husbands, but yeah. Y'all don't want those men.
Tried really hard to be attracted to men who like treat me well.
It's boring.
It's not only boring, but it makes me feel uncomfortable.
What the fuck?
Here's the thing. The way women look at men, the guy who's an 8 is an average Joe. And she feel like she's slumming it because she didn't go for the 10. Or she'll think the guy who's a 7 is an average Joe. But no, that's 2 points above average. So women's scale is all the way off. Average to a woman is not the same as average to a man. We all know this. But go off, sis.
College job to they 1 to 3 kids and they out here paying bills together. She is probably a cosmetologist, a CNA, or a nurse. That is Rome, Georgia in a nutshell. You can sprinkle in a stay-at-home mom here or there, but that's about it. Most people out here regular and y'all over here arguing over what rich people do, and that's not the reality of most of us, okay?
How do you lack so much self-awareness that you don't see how stupid all of this is?
Woo, that'll do it. You don't have to worry about me. You do not have to worry about me.
Look, ma'am, you're not that hot. I mean, even in the cheerleading outfit, you know, your waist look a little thick or more than a little thick. I don't know if you're going to be able to find a provider male, you know, who doesn't have you pay anything. Especially since you do TikToks and cheerleading outfits or whatever the fuck that is. Here's the thing. Women who are actually in those worlds where they can get provided for by a guy who provides 100%, they're not making TikToks about who they won't date. Because they're too busy dating the guy who actually provides. Never mind.
Sorry, excuse me.
Got a boyfriend.
Oh, no, sorry, I don't really do this. But I saw you over there and I thought you were absolutely stunning.
Ick. You give me the ick.
Maybe we could go and get coffee and something, get to know each other a bit?
No, I don't think so.
No?
No, you're literally...
Oi, Wagwan, what are you saying, you fuckly little rat? Oi, oi. Oi, like, what, you got Snapchat or some shit?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Add me.
Oi, listen, I went to prison and shit, so, like, no Wagwan, yeah.
What for?
Oh, it's mad. Like, basically, I drove my Vauxhall Corsa to a school and I, like, revved my engine. It's sick.
Oh, my.
Yeah, bruv. So, like, what, you want to come back to my place and we can do, like, fun stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, sick. Come on, babes. Just, like, 5 meters, though, yeah?
Okay.
Don't want people to think, like, I got a clap going. Okay. Sick.
I mean, yeah. The nice guy, the so-called nice guy, why would he even look at her and think, oh, yeah, that's a wholesome girl that I'm going to make my girlfriend?
Now, this is why I started to get harsh.
She's clearly a party slut.
All the girls that are being 20 right now and absolute
years in the club, whatever not. In 10 years, they're going to be 30, trying to settle down and realize that all the good guys are taken. They're going to complain that they were ran through their whole life, but while they were partying for the past 10 years, all the good girls got cuffed by the good guys. And so now, when they look at all the men that are options, they're going to be competing with the now 20-year-old good girls and be stuck. Why? Because all the good guys are gone. You missed your chance being a fucking whole bitch.
Subscribe now if you like what you heard so far and you want more content from me. It really helps this video and the channel blow up. Thank you. Okay, but I got a feeling you're one of those girls. Like, the vibe I'm getting from this video isn't that you're a wholesome housewife. Ma'am, did you settle down with the good guy, you know, at 20? I don't think so. That's just not the energy that this video is giving off. Wholesome girls aren't on TikTok with trendy glasses cussing other women out, calling them slurs. So you're a hypocrite, ma'am. You're a hypocrite.
Nice try.
Modern day women, they want you men to chase them. They can't chase you. You guys have to chase them. And they want you to chase them. And when you get them, they expect you to spend all your money on them. They expect you to pay all their bills. They want you to take them to fancy restaurants and buy them expensive gifts and fly them out. And the only thing they are going to give you in return is some tart coochie. Tart coochie that has a lot of mileage on it.
I'm listening.
Ma'am, you have a bull ring. And I think I saw a tongue ring. You're a modern woman. Probably a modern woman who has tart coochie. Like, why are you making this video? Nobody's going to take it serious, I can tell you. No man is going to see this video and take your message serious when you got a bull ring in your nose. By the way, Bull Ring Chronicles, it's the Bull Ring Chronicles. Metal in your face, yeah, you're a disgrace, it's the Bull Ring Chronicles. I mean, she's right, but I just don't want to hear it from a chick with a bull ring in.
Coochie that's been ran up in by everyone. They don't want to cook for you. They don't want to clean for you. They don't want to inspire you. They don't want to motivate you. It's all about them. They want the princess treatment. But in order for you to get that, you have to chase them.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know why it took you so fucking long to get home.
No, it was all this traffic on the way home, baby.
Yeah, on a fucking Sunday. I told you I wanted to go to the gym early today.
I'm so sorry, baby. You're
messing up my shit.
Yeah.
You're so annoying. Get away from me.
Yeah, she definitely doesn't deserve flowers and balloons. Check the tattoos on the arms, the whole sleeve. A woman who talked to you like that definitely doesn't deserve to get anything. You shouldn't be with her. Wow, that's crazy. And this is a tall, handsome dude who's probably in shape. And he's with this piece of trash, cursing him out, treating him like garbage. And he's constantly on that hamster wheel, trying to make her happy and get nice treatment from her. I would not be surprised if she's not going to the gym and she's really going to get D from a dude with a real pair of balls. You know what I mean? And she's going to laugh at you to the guy she's about to go screw. Bars. Oh, he got some stupid flowers and some balloons. What am I, 12?
Mentally, yes, she is. Mentally, yeah.
Yeah, this is sad. But he brought it on himself.
The first advice is, you dumbass nigga, you shouldn't have tried to wife the bitch, man.
Birthday, baby.
That's not me.
And it's only going to get worse with time. She's 31. It's all downhill from there. They just get more bitter and more angry the older they start to look. And he's in the prime of his life. And this is what he got to come home to every day.
This is going to sound real cunty of me, but here we go. I'm going to say it. I don't understand when you look at, like, people that you went to high school with and they've been in relationship for, like, 5-6 years and now they're getting engaged and shit. And you think to yourself, like, back when I was 16, you would have been the last person that I would have expected to get engaged.
Jealous?
All right. Now you hypnotized with hatred.
Ma'am, you're a loser. Don't start hating. They won and you lost, even though you deemed them losers in high school. Usually, yeah, after high school, 10 years after high school, we all see who the real losers are. I don't even know what to say about the lips that look like hamburger buns, like cartoon hamburger buns, and the tarantula eyelashes and the dragon tattoo. Oh my goodness. Yeah, a petri dish, I'm sure. She's just a petri dish. Subscribe now if you like what you heard so far and you want more content from me. It really helps this video and the channel blow up. Thank you.
And now I'm sat here, not even being able to hold a 2-year relationship for the life of me, and wondering why on earth Harry, Mally and Sally are all fucking engaged. And I'm sitting here drinking a Corona on a Saturday night with my dog sleeping on my fucking body.
She has no friends, she's a loser, she's a loner. Yeah, because she can't mentally connect with anybody because she never had to mentally grow, so she has the intellect of a 9-year-old.
Ma'am, you don't know what to do with a relationship. You know what I mean? You're not cut out for a relationship, period. Just give up. Keep partying. Go back to school. Focus on a career. Nothing about what I'm looking at says you could ever maintain a healthy relationship. Nothing. We all know the type of guys you go after. I mean, think about it. What type of guy would even date you seriously and get in a relationship with you? A guy who's complete dog poop. Yeah, unfortunately, once women get ruined, they're ruined for life. And it's not enough therapy on the planet to reverse things. But it's worth a try. Go get some mental health, man.
What? There must be something completely and utterly wrong with me.
Yes.
It has to be.
Yes.
Bingo.
And I don't want to compare, but there has to be, surely.
When you say yes, you turn someone else's problems into yours.
Yeah, man.
Give you an example. Jose says to me, Ice, can you take me to the airport? I say, yeah, man, I got you. I got to get up. I got to get gas in my car. I got to be on time. I got to pick Jose up. I got to get him to the airport. And guess what? If I'm late, he gets to be mad at me.
Right.
Wow. I just turned his problem.
Yeah, into yours.
So sometimes you just got to say, nah, man.
Facts. And then when you do say no, oh, man, you want some BS. This is why I don't have friends. You know, they're overrated. Friends are overrated. Keep to myself and stay out the way. I'm very careful about who I do favors for and things like that. I don't want to be involved. And usually the people who are always asking for favors, they're not as quick to offer favors, if you know what I mean. Leave your stories below.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves down the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.